Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
I'm just going to say this right now. This is probably going to be our highest rated episode. I'm just telling you now.
Yeah.
I'm throwing down all my cards. This is it. Our last biggest episode was our Totally 80s show, but this is a guide for women, a guide to men, so you understand us. And this is going to be very informative for you. It's going to be very helpful. Probably be funny to guys because they're going to understand exactly what we're talking about.
And
not that all situations are the same. Like, let me just state this. As we talk about this stuff, let's say I have the perfect situation because I basically went through a ton of trash and, you know, dating wise and everything else and figured out what I didn't want to where I found basically myself in girl form.
In girl form.
Yeah. So everything I'm bringing up is some of it could be relatable, but others are just like it's more of an informative. Women understand this. Like, just understand this is the way guys are.
Yeah.
And these are things that you have to be able to handle or things aren't going to work. Mm-hmm. Just like there are things for women that we have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we don't, but
yeah.
Hey, if there's a woman out there that wants to create a podcast and do a little guide for men's, feel free. Until then, shut the fuck up. Just kidding.
Know your place.
Know your
which is in the kitchen.
Oh,
delete that.
Ow. Maybe not. Maybe not. It's funny.
That was a joke.
It's a good time.
That was a joke.
Of course they all know it's a joke.
My wife will hit me.
They'll laugh about it after they're done making the sandwich. So, it's not that kind of show
where we're dogging
women.
Definitely
is more of a things guys do that it's just, it's common.
But it annoys them.
It's just a learning. It's a learning that women can be like, oh, you know, I heard the podcast and now I understand why my husband does what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
It's a guy thing. So, we're just going to go right into it. And I'm going to start off by saying men like to fart. It just happens.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's sometimes is extremely funny, depending on the sound. I mean, think about
farts are always funny.
Yeah, think about my fart that sounded like Genuine the other day. And I'm not going to pull up the sound effect, but you know, that to me was hilarious.
Yeah.
Wife probably didn't feel it was that funny, but I thought it was. But just so you know, when you're first starting dating, we're going to throw that little, the first initial fart. We're going to test the waters,
It's a test fart.
It's a test fart. It's a test pop, you know, and
test pop.
And we're gauging your reaction, you know. We're going to see if you're totally disgusted or if you blow it off going, oh, that was cute. Oh, my God. And, you know, we're going to play the whole, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that in front of you. Oh, you know, that's an act.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an act. We're testing you to see if it's going to be cool from now on till the end of time. If it's cool to fart in front of you.
Yeah.
If you have a horrible, like, I cannot believe you just did that in front of me. Don't ever do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're offended by farts, you should establish that boundary right there.
Mm-hmm.
Establish it. Then we know, oh, God, I feel a fart coming on. I better go in my car down the street to Ready Go.
Or put it.
Release it there and.
Put a silencer on it.
A little muzzle.
A little muzzle.
A little hole muzzle. How'd that go? But
sometimes you like you strain like and you try to push and like keep it quiet and then it still goes. Yeah, I mean, I agree. And it's not, you know, everybody farts. I mean, women fart too. They
just do it secretively.
But once you have that, like, okay. He farted in front of me. That's, you know, it's not my favorite thing, but, you know, then she rips it in front. Yeah, I'll get them back.
So Mary still hasn't farted in front of me.
Mary has not farted in front of you.
No, we're 4 years married, 5 years in dating, you know, not one fart. Matter of fact, I believe she tricked me once because ripped a fart one time, of course, and I'm like, ugh.
Was it, test pop?
I think it was around the test pop era. And and I'm like, oh, I can't believe I did that. You know, she's like, you know, if you open your cheeks, it'll come out without a sound. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, you just, you know, kind of open your legs a little bit and, you know, make sure it's open, and then it'll come out like a thing of air. Apparently, like, that's how some women hide it. And I'm like, oh, this is crazy. I can't picture in my head how I would open my legs that wide to, but, yeah, you know. Like... So I went on the couch, and I lifted my leg in the air, like, high to open up, to spread cheek.
Yeah.
And it came out full blast trumpet anyway. And I just looked at her. I'm like, you lied to me. You lied to me.
So, but you know what? That can have, you know, there's to try to do that. That can be bad too, because in case you accidentally shit yourself, that's going to come out like a musket,
like a shotgun that sprays like instead of
you're going to buckshot your fucking, your fucking underwear. At least if you don't do that, your cheeks will, you know, kind of...
You asked for this. This is what you wanted.
Look what you made me do.
So on the fart topic, there's also the shit topic, which is our shit stinks.
Yeah.
For some reason, every guy's... If a guy tells you his shit doesn't stink, not just literally, but his shit stinks, okay?
Yeah.
Now... For some reason, women can manage to drop loads that are unscented little balls of fucking chocolate. I don't get it. Like, and I don't know if maybe they just stay in there for a half hour and they, like, let it dissipate and then they come out and then that's why it doesn't smell. We're just, like, in and out. We're like, we drop the load. We're done. This is what we came to do.
Yeah.
And then you walk out and it's like, you know, fucking paint's melting off the walls. You know, the reaction of your wife is like, oh my God, what?
Yeah.
What did you kill in there? But it's just a thing. This is if you have to prepare yourself for that. Guys, shit stinks. For some reason, women's don't. I don't get it.
I have walked in the bathroom after my wife has pooped, and it's sometimes it's not pleasant. And not all the time. I mean, it's not like me where it's like I close the door and it still finds a way out, you know, after I've done it.
Yeah.
I spray air freshener, close the door, and she'll be like, what is that smell? I'm like, I pooped.
Yeah, and you're like, and you're lucky I took it down a few degrees because I sprayed, I lit a match, I courtesy flushed.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep on the bathroom topic, which is toilet seat up, toilet seat down. Guys... Yeah. Consistently leave the toilet seat.
Yes.
It's what we do. Don't question it. Don't question it. I mean, what I'm saying is don't question it as if like, God, that's so rude. No, that's how we pee, because if you don't want it all over the toilet seat, then, you know, we'll put it down. Okay. Yeah. So when you pop a squat and squeeze a lemon.
Squeeze a lemon.
Then you put it back down. Let's compromise. Let's find a compromise, right?
Yeah.
It's all about compromise during marriage, so let's compromise. You know, everybody puts toilet seat down. But to my recollection, when women go to the bathroom, that seat is usually left up.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're saying always prepare the throne for me,
yeah,
I believe we should find a compromise, which is we all put the seat down.
Yeah, she pees outside.
There you go. By her doghouse.
By doghouse.
But yeah, again, this isn't like bashing. Like, no, get used to what we do. This is things to prepare yourself for that guys just do. It's like,
yeah,
it's our nature because we pee like that. We pee with the seat up, obviously, and we tend to leave it up. I mean, to us, things like that aren't a big deal. But
if we left it down, they would hate it even more.
Yeah. Yeah. My ass is wet. What did you do? Well, I peed with the seat down like you told me.
Yeah.
No, I meant put it down when you're done. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. You should come out with a podcast and like put rules together. Cause...
Yeah, but I feel bad for my wife because she's outnumbered. And so it's like there's no attempt to put the seat down afterwards. But maybe there should be. I don't know. She doesn't complain about it, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe because she knows she's outnumbered and it's like, what's the point? Because somebody's always going to leave
true.
It.
Yeah. You know? Especially with young kids. Like, for you, you're teachable.
Yeah, for me.
But yeah. Young kids, we don't care. You know, we didn't care at a time. You know, pulled out and piss and be done.
Mm-hmm. It's a benefit of having a hose on your body. You know, we don't have to.
Yeah. So, one thing to keep in mind for women, this is very important. Even if you've been dating a long time or you've been married a long time, if he cranks it still, you know, yanks the meat, don't be offended by that.
Flogs a dolphin.
Yeah. If he spanks his only child.
His only child.
Don't be offended by that, you know? Don't be offended. We're still guys. We still feel the need to do that sometimes. It's just, it's in our nature. It's what we do.
There's a lot worse things we could do to handle things in that apartment.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you just, you know, fucking playing PlayStation, playing a game of Tomb Raider, and all of a sudden you're like,
Poon Raider.
I'm going to give myself a little Womb Raider, if you know what I mean.
Womb Raider.
But yeah, don't be offended by that. It means nothing against you. Like, oh, he doesn't love me anymore. Don't be offended.
Don't be offended.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Humans, to our core, are animals. We're species, right? The male of the species, of any species, really, is to reproduce.
Yeah.
So
it's just in our nature.
That's just in the nature. Like, we need to
release. Yeah.
And build our...
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah. And if it builds up, we're angry people.
You know, but we've also evolved enough to where, you know, where there's marriage and you know, you gotta... Yeah. You can't take the wild animal out of...
Yeah. You know what else? The wild animal can only stand... I'm not in the mood so many times anyway before you gotta crank it. You gotta. Now, again, I'm not saying I have that problem at all. That's not the case. What I'm saying is there are women out there that, I mean, I've dated them. I know that they're just not in the mood. Not in the mood. I got a headache. I'm cramping a neck. Then understand when we have to spill the baby
back. Balance my checkbook.
Yeah, I gotta go in the... Oh, you're talking about the girl. I thought you meant that's our excuse to go in the bathroom.
Honey, I'll be back. I gotta go balance the checkbook.
Why do you only have one check? No, that's 20. They're just stuck together. That's the whole booklet. It's just, you know. So anyway. So sticking to bathroom themes, something you'll never see a guy do. We don't really care about our shampoo or soaps.
No.
We just don't. Women tend to take over the bathroom shower area with multiple... Well, this one repairs the damages for split ends, and this one adds volume to it. And I'm like, yeah, and over here is my Equate Walmart brand. I don't know what it does, but it washes it. So we could have, like, any kind of soap, any kind of shampoo. We don't care.
Yeah.
So don't judge.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, I am a bald man, so it takes me like 2 minutes to shower. Same unless here. I'm balancing the checkbook.
Yeah.
So, damn, like, all I need
drain's
is like
clogged again.
Bar soap or one soap, but yeah, you know, you got conditioners and shampoos. Yeah, no. And
I have gotten questioned like, oh, how do you use that stuff in your hair?
Yeah.
I mean, but she's a hairstylist, so she knows.
Yeah. What. Yeah, I was going to say, for you, you know, she's a hairstylist.
And I'm like, oh, that's good information to know. I don't care.
All I want to know is, will it burn if I masturbate with it?
If it gets in the pee hole, will it burn? Will it burn? Oh, I'm going to want to go with a different brand then.
Yay.
She's like, yeah, just use conditioner. Don't use the shampoo. Oh, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense now.
You want to lather up.
I went with Owen Wilson. Wow, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you don't want to lather up.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's funny. Yeah. One thing to really keep in mind, and it's not just these. It could be any hobby. Things like video games, they're not childish. You know,
no, I hate that. I hate that. That's
it's like a stigma type of thing.
Yeah,
like
it is a stigma. Yeah,
yeah. They're not childish. It's just a really good escape for a couple hours. Now I do understand if it's maybe you had, 7 o'clock. Oh, we spend 7 o'clock together every time, and you fucking blew through and played video games till 1 a.m. If it becomes a problem, one thing. If a hobby becomes a problem, got it. But does a dude still like a Saturday night where he hops online and plays for 4 hours. Hell yeah. You know, yeah. It's a good escape. Think of it. I mean, and I'm sure women have their thing too. They just maybe don't realize it's as important. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Like if they read. I mean, if it's they not read, any, yeah. difference than, any different than
Yeah, and you can't compare it. You can't say like something like, yeah, I read. That's intelligence. Mm-hmm. You're mindlessly playing games. Like, listen, you watch the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about, you know, Gears of War, okay?
Yeah, okay, and for the record, you can't mindlessly play games.
No.
You can't.
And there's reading involved.
Yeah.
Just FYI to the ladies. You know, it's a good thing to have hobbies and passions and, as you know, like anything, as long as you're not overdoing it.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be like drinking with your friends. Like, if you like to go out drinking with your friends once a week, cool. If you're doing it every night, it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if you're doing it every night and it's interfering in your responsibilities or in spending time with your, you know, significant other, then
correct.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
So, that, ladies, that's
take
a problem.
That, take that tip, ladies, is not to don't make your guy feel bad about playing games or having how if he likes building model cars or fucking
whatever. Yeah,
don't make him feel bad about that. That's you know, there's so much worse things he could be doing,
like heroin.
Yeah. How's that model going? I don't know. I'm waiting for the heroin to kick in before. Because mixed with this glue is just incredible.
I told you not to bother me when I'm in my meth lab.
Oh, my God. If you're going to be down here, put the lab coat on. This is going to sound bad. And again, I feel like I have to keep saying, like, this is not my life. This is not, like, I had to go through 800 horrible relationships to find the right one. So none of these things are a problem to me because we talk about everything and that's big. That's communication.
Oh, yeah,
that
communication, you have to. Yeah, for sure.
But I just know from other relationships, like this seemed to be a thing with women. I don't know if it's a competition thing, if it's just a, maybe it's in their mind, like this is how women are, so this is how I got to be type of thing. And
yeah.
Just let you know, it's okay to not be what you see on TV and what you hear about from your friends. We don't always need to be doing something. Let me state that again. We don't always need to be doing something. Sometimes it's okay to just relax and spend the day together. Or sometimes it's cool to like, hey, I got a zoo trip in like 2 weeks. We're all going to go up to the zoo. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But Kathy Callender all over like, okay, so Friday we're meeting with Joe and Jerry and Elaine, and we're going to blah, 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 blah. And then Saturday, we're going to from 1 to 3, and then we're going to the beach from 4 to 6. And then on Sunday, listen, we just worked all week.
Yeah.
Going to the beach sounds good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's go to the beach. Let's relax. But, you know, when you plan a ton of activities, it gets to be a bit overwhelming of, like, not having that relaxed time. And, and these are all just tips women can take with a grain of salt. And just think like, oh, God, he's always crabby. Well, it could be because he's always on the go.
Because I don't want to go to Larry's bar mitzvah. Okay?
Send him $20. Let's call it a day.
Yeah. We haven't been home in 3 years.
Exactly.
I mean.
And I'm sure some women overdo it more than others. Yeah. Others probably just do like the zoo trip every, you know, 2 weeks or month or whatever. And it's. That's typical. That is typical. What I'm saying is, for the guide for women, guys don't need to be doing something all the time.
No.
It's really not what we want to do, to be honest with you. There's nothing better than sitting on the couch, just relaxing for a few hours and doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then you tend to get in that mode of like, hey, let's get up and do something.
Yeah.
When you're always doing something, those trips to the couch... They want to become a lot more because you're so burned out that you just need some time. So, which brings me to my next topic. Why guys feel like they need a man cave?
Oh.
It's an escape from not you, not the woman. It's just an escape.
Yeah.
It's a relaxing place where it's like you feel like it's your own little world type of thing of like just having a couple hours of downtime of like shutting reality off. That's what the man cave's about. It seems like it is a guy thing. Mm-hmm. And girls may wonder, why do guys always want that man cave?
Yeah.
That's why. It's a little place, you know, just like some women want a room where they have all their makeup and mirror and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like their little room.
Or a she shed.
A she shed, yes. I burned down your she shed, Cheryl. But yeah, that's why guys want a man cave. It's, yeah, you know, it is a typical man thing that we do. And we call it a man cave. It just might be a room.
Yeah, it's really just a room. I don't, yeah, I don't want, yeah.
Man cave would be like if it's a bar, like you got a bar down there, but which would be, oh, now that you built that bar, we can host people over. Uh-huh. And now scheduled some time.
Now you're scheduling things. Yeah. I mean,
this is my room, Deborah.
No, you can't schedule things for my man cave.
Why can't it be an us cave?
An us cave.
This is what this marriage is about. It's about us. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Were you done with that sandwich? And I'm trying to keep things that seem similar, so like activities, things like that. This one is guests. You don't always have to have guests over either.
No.
Because guests mean cleaning.
Yeah.
And secret, guys really don't like cleaning. Not too much. No. I don't mind it. Like,
yeah,
I gotta be like, and I help out. I do my part. Like, so if we, and again, she doesn't, we don't hardly ever have people over. So, you know, it's like one of those.
I am
where,
like the only guest you have over.
Yes. Yeah. And you saw what she was helping pick it up, you know? But we do that. Like if she's like, hey, my mom's coming over Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, and Saturday and she's working, she knows I'll pick up. She doesn't even have to ask. Mm-hmm. I'll just pick up.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. But some women like to host all the time.
Yeah.
Which means like constant cleaning.
Yeah.
And that's just ridiculous. And it is fun to have gatherings, don't get me wrong. Like it's fun to have friends over and you, but create those like a month from now.
Yeah.
Like tell us like, hey, in October we're gonna have a game night with our friends.
Yeah.
And literally like probably once or twice a week, about a month leading up to that time, remind us because we will forget. Guys are horrible at calendar dates.
Yeah.
Terrible. If you women, that's a good guide. If you can put a calendar up on the fridge,
yeah,
for us to, because that's typically where men go is the fridge.
Uh huh.
We will see it. That's perfect place.
Yes.
Tip of the day.
Yeah.
Tip of the day for women. Put a calendar on the fridge. That helps. We will still probably miss the day.
Uh huh.
But it helps.
Yeah. My wife, she was at one point in the calendar on my phone. Like you could like post stuff to the calendar, and like I would get pop ups of what she had added, and it got to the point where I was like, just stop. It's like, I don't even look at it, even though you added to it. I'm like, I just don't.
It is a weird guy thing.
I don't know what it is.
With dates. And you always hear the, like the stereotype of like, you know, women throwing that joke out there like, hey, he probably forgets our anniversary date. Yeah, we probably did. I won't.
No.
Because I purposely got married. It's not on July 1st.
Smart move.
Yeah. It's like right in the middle of the year, and it's on the first day of the month.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons that we got married on August 3rd, because Danielle's favorite number is 3.
Mm.
So.
Works out good.
Worked out good.
Yeah. Now you just got to remember the August part.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's her birthday I never get right.
Is that why you got that tattoo that says August on your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a stripper. Anyway,
oh.
Well, no, you know, but it's along those lines of, you know, men can't multitask.
Right.
I can't multitask. I need to like
focus on one thing,
on what it is I'm trying to do. And that's what my wife even said this, because we were talking about this and she's like, oh, well, I know you, if you're doing one thing, I can't ask you to do another thing while you're doing that, because I know you
get kind of flustered, you know, like you're like, oh, jeez, let me finish the one thing.
Yeah, which is why like we can't like just be doing like going about normal life and think about calendar stuff.
Yeah. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. And then when we find out it's, that's here already?
Yeah. If anything, right now in this show, we are praising women for being smarter than us.
You know what? Credit to them.
Yeah.
For putting up with us.
For forgetting shit. Yeah, all the time. One of the worst feelings in the world is when you're sitting on the couch and they come out fully dressed and they're like, are you ready? And you're like,
you're in your pajama pants.
Yeah. And you're like,
drinking your coffee.
And you're like, yeah, well, I mean, it'll only take me a minute to change. And you're thinking, what am I changing for?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit.
It's like, my grandpa's funeral. What are you doing?
Oh, that was today.
I thought he died like 2 years ago.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That was my Grandpa Bob. This is Grandpa Harold. Oh. Nah, I knew. I'm just playing. I got you.
This is what I'm wearing.
I got you.
Psych. I'm going.
Hey, while I'm getting ready, you make that sandwich. I think I'm going to drop that.
Did he die of starvation waiting for his wife to make him a sandwich?
That poor guy. Oh, my God. These are all jokes.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, I'm not serious.
Yeah, this one's funny. Don't, you know... Women just put up with this because it is what we do. If we build something with our bare hands, we are not only going to stare at it for a while, we're going to show you, we're going to walk through it with you. Yeah, and what I did is I had to use a 3-bolt over there because the angle was just, it was off. So I tweaked it and now it works smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
We're not only going to tell you about it, walk through it with you. We're probably going to have you try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next probably 2 months, everybody that comes over on your guest list is going to hear about what we built. They're going to get the same routine. You are going to get so sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
That you're probably going to have the urge to make fun of it, but just let it run its course. It just happens. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that could be for anything. We could paint a wall.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that painted wall.
Yeah.
We're going to stand there with our hand on our hip, looking at it, going, oh, man, that turned out good. We'll probably do those breaths, too. Man, that really turned out. Is that a streak? No, it's still drying. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
same.
That turned out really good. Look at that straight edge. Like, it's just a sense of accomplishment.
Oh, for sure. Anytime I've fixed something in the house that, like, I would not have thought I would have been able to fix.
Yeah.
I'm always like super proud of myself. Mm. Like, I did that. Look at what I did. Do you see that? Look at that.
Danielle's like, you tightened a screw.
Yeah, I know.
But the door, it doesn't even squeak anymore. Like, it's so quiet now. Oh, my God. Right. Hey, do you hear that traffic? Exactly. Because this is so quiet now. You will. That's just what we do. It's.
And along those same lines of fixing stuff and reading instructions.
Yeah, we don't do it.
I don't do it. I know for a fact I don't do it.
I mean, you look at the pictures real quick.
Yeah.
But you're not reading through the details.
No.
You're just like, that's this piece. That's this piece.
Until I start throwing, getting pissed that it's not going together right. And I start dropping F-bombs. And Daniel's like, let me take a look. And she opens it up and she's like, oh, I see. You got this there.
Yeah. You know that whole thing's upside down, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I know.
No, totally. Totally. Yeah. Then she walks away and you're like, fucking things.
You should have built this thing. Or like you get to the end. This is typical too. You get to the end and there's like 2 screws left.
Oh.
And you know they're very important screws. Uh-huh. And you're just like,
where do these go? These
aren't spare. And you're like looking and you're like, it fucking works though.
They're 2 screws that don't match the other screws that you know you use, so that you know they go somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're like, it still worked. Yeah. And then you don't bring up those 2 screws.
No.
Ever.
You discard the evidence that they exist.
Oh my God. When guys pack for a vacation, we're bringing one bag, and if you have kids, we're probably cramming the kids' stuff into our bag.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot figure out for the life of us why you need 3 or 4 bags of shit for a 3-day vacation. We just can't figure it out. And I don't know. It's just that's one of those. It's not a huge deal, but there's probably a reason. Like,
now it sounds like we're complaining about them.
Yeah, it does. Quit packing so much shit. So my thing with that is like, I'm a strategic suitcase packer. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I want to be able to fit everything in because guys will probably have a reason behind. It's not that we're trying to cram everything into one suitcase and be like, yeah, got that. Why can't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably because such and such airline charges per bag.
Yeah.
Over 2 bags. So there's two of us, so let's bring two bags.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But now, but I can't, I need to fit this bags for my curling irons. Did you say irons as in plural? You have two curling irons? Well, yeah, because one day I'm going to want to make it wavy, and the other one I'm going to do bob curls.
I want it flat, so I brought my flat iron.
I brought my flat.
What the fuck? Did you bring a waffle iron, too? What are we doing here?
Actually, I did, because I'm going to make breakfast for everybody.
Weird, because I can't even get you to make a sandwich. But, but you're going to make waffles on vacation. Fantastic. This is an all-inclusive, Cheryl. Breakfast not needed. Yeah. It's fun just...
Oh,
jokes.
I know. Yeah, they know we're joking.
Yeah, maybe. They probably shut it off.
Yeah, right.
Don't they shut it off like halfway through, and they're like, fuck these guys.
Sandwich jokes.
These sandwich jokes are really running their course.
Quick story.
Okay.
So we were at work one day, and we had a female that worked there for a while. She was doing oil changes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going around giving each other what rap names they would be. And her so I gave her... Lil, get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
I think now I have it so good that it's funny to me to bring up these things because I listen to them from other people sometimes, like
yeah.
at my work or something like that, and you just hear them going through it, and you're like, oh, man. Like, yeah. you want to tell them, like, that's not the way relationships work, no. bro. Like, you shouldn't be getting ridiculed for, you know, doing that. Like, So here's a very good tip for everybody, and this is women included, guys, is to just talk about everything. Talk about everything. Actually, talk about everything before you even start getting too deep into dating.
Mm-hmm.
Find out about your person. It's okay to ask questions.
Yeah.
It's okay to be inquisitive, you know, and the other person may be looking at it like, God, why are you grilling me so much?
Yeah.
It's because they've been through some shit.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go through it again.
Yeah.
So they're asking questions.
The whole point of dating is to find somebody that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Right. Why not make it perfect?
And you got to. You got to make it as perfect as you can.
Right. And it's not going to be always.
You just got to find the 100% person that you're going to be able to tolerate
for the rest,
for the rest of your
yeah.
life.
Yep.
I mean, because 99% of the relationships we're going to be in are going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. Like, more are going to end than are successful,
right.
obviously.
The best way to combat any questionable things is just to literally ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to do that. Maybe not on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, like, how's your sandwich making ability? You know?
Yeah.
That's a joke. But, you know, ask a couple questions. Maybe have your most two important things.
Yeah. Do you see yourself with kids?
Yeah.
I mean, because you don't want to invest that kind of time. And
yeah, if you're not into kids.
If you're not into kids.
I always felt it was weird, but because I've gone through some things in the past of, like, money-wise, not for me, but for somebody, you know, like when people are sneaking behind your back, spending money and racking debt up, and you don't even know about it, stuff like mm-hmm. that, you know, you tend to carry that stuff with you where it's like, how are you with money?
Yeah.
Are you financially stable? Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that may not be the best question at a first date, you know what I
no.
mean? But eventually, things like that, it's
things
okay
to
ask.
Talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Because if they're like, oh, I got like 3 credit cards, it's no big deal. I pay the minimum payment every month. That's going to be a problem. You already know from the get-go. It's a, you know, like, oh, I've only missed 1 car payment in the last 3 months. I'm good. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, ask questions. They may, you know, they may be a perfect 10, a 9, but be dumb as bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully everybody gets the best of both worlds, like I did.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't always...
It's not always perfect.
It's not always
perfect.
Takes
work.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other good things that maybe some good questionable or questions to ask on a first date.
Are you able to locate things in the fridge? Because, well, you know, one of the stigmas is that when we open a fridge, we can't find something.
Yeah, and then they go there and find it.
And then they go there. It's like, okay, so it's like, and this has happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it happens to me
all the time. So I go to look for some, open the fridge, and I've gotten to the point where, like, okay, I need to check all these bottles. So I'm turning, like, I can't find the mustard. Babe, where's the mustard? He's like, it's in the fridge. I'm like, I'm looking. I don't see it.
And second then, so shelf on
it.
The right.
So I close it, and she comes in, and it like the light bulb that comes on in the fridge when it opens, the fucking mustard appears. Like, it's not there when I open it, but when she opens it, it's like, it's there.
So it's not about finding things in a fridge. It's about, are you a magician?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Can you make mustard appear?
Yeah, can you make mustard for that sandwich you're supposed to be making me?
This should have been the show, is how many times we can drop sandwich making into it.
I got lucky because me and my wife had already kind of known each other.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, at least for me, I didn't know how much alike we were. Like, we both, like, you know, we have struggles with anxiety and we just were it's, like you said, it's like you're dating yourself. It's somebody who's just like you.
Yep.
And I never realized it beforehand until, like, we did eventually start dating and, you know, I'm like dating myself almost.
Yeah. It sounds weird, but it really.
Yeah.
It's like the Seinfeld episode where Jerry realizes he's dating himself.
Yeah.
But she looked like him too, so that was pretty bad.
What about staring at other women?
Honestly, so I believe, and me and Mary understand this completely, because Walmart last night, there was this ripped ass dude I was staring at. And I'm like, holy crap. You know, I envision like, that's what I want to look like. Holy shit. So I'm not going to falter for looking at him.
I wonder what kind of sandwich he makes.
Well, he was at this grocery store buying the ingredients for it. So, but yeah, we both know we look. And that's step one, is admitting that you both look. If you both like, are you looking at her? No.
Yeah, right.
Why would I even? Are you? What? How? What? That's crazy. Why would you even accuse me of that? Babe. Babe,
I love you. You're the only one I look at.
Let's give public smooches. So that shit doesn't exist. I mean, no, you both doesn't. Look. At the end of the day, you're with your wife. You're with your other.
Yeah.
So we heard a story about this girl. God, if she listens to the show, I apologize, but I'll call you out on it now. You're wrong for doing this. But she told my wife that when there's a part in a movie, like if it shows a nude girl, she covers her husband's eyes. She doesn't want him looking at other. And I'm like, that's a fucking problem. Like, that's disturbingly weird.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I mean, it's just a movie. No,
and
that is weird.
And that just goes to show you, you know, I know one of the things about guys is that we're, it's so jealous. The guys are so jealous. Like, it's fucking, it goes both ways.
It goes both ways, for sure. So, I mean, listen, if he's, now I get, like, you and me both, we hate strip clubs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not a strip club.
So, I mean, if he was at a strip club looking at a naked chick and you were getting mad about that, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable. That's live, and they're probably grinding on him and everything else. That's, and then if that's his escape, something's wrong to begin with.
Yeah.
But in a movie, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just being absurd.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wonder, with red flags like that, how bad is that going to be? Like,
mm-hmm.
does he get questioned every time they're out? Like, are you looking at her?
Right.
Are you looking at her?
Mm-hmm.
Just be honest and say, yeah, I was.
Yeah.
But I was just looking. I mean, she's the one wearing a thong at the grocery market. I mean,
grocery market.
I don't even know. Is this the 1940s?
She's the one wearing a thong at the grocery market.
And on your way home, could you pick up some fresh milk from the dairy? Guys look, girls look.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Yeah. Girls look.
And you know what? I don't get mad at all. Like, if there's a good-looking dude, then there's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
I know at the end of the day, she's coming home with me.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, like, there's usually guys at the gym. There's usually girls at the gym. She's looking at some of the girls. I mean, some of these girls are freaking ripped, just like the guys are ripped, you know? And it's like, you just tend to admire beautiful people sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
that's really what it is.
Yeah, it's you're just, like, God damn, like, you got blessed.
In the end, we're all, to our core, animals.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's in our nature to look, both parties, not just guys. So,
yeah,
I do think that's a guide for women. If don't be offended by a dude looking, and dudes don't be offended by girls looking.
Yeah. No, if they go up to the person they're staring at, or even if they're like, you know, just like dead eyed staring, like
I would.
I'm gonna follow you to the in the parking lot.
Yeah. Like, do you mind if I just? Oh my god.
Like if it's like blatant, like yeah. over the top, like staring. Yeah.
I think that's what we issue. Mean. Like, is you're getting that quick glance in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's typical. Yeah. Staring is not. Mm-hmm. Last night, but we had a good joke about the dude last night. Like, you know, he's just cut off shirt and freaking muscles everywhere. And, you know, he's just shopping. And we were just both talking about it, you know.
Was he wearing one of those tank tops with the really, like...
No, not the spaghetti.
I hate that. Yeah, what is that? Yeah. Like,
but he was like a nice big, you know yeah. what I mean? And I don't want to go on a rant on this guy, but you know what I mean? It was like, it was one of those moments where I could have not said anything. Mm-hmm. And I know she would have been looking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for you, dude. Like, yeah. good for you. You're turning heads, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and I think, you know, I would love to look like him one day. That'd be fantastic. And Mary will have to understand that a lot of people may turn their heads
mm-hmm.
in disgust.
His dick's out.
Yeah. yeah. And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
So today was a great guide for women to understand... a guy's perspective, where we're coming from, just things we do that are very typical of a guy, and not to look too much into the negative side of things.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're all human. We do what we do.
Yes.
So if you have a tip or something that maybe we missed that we didn't cover with yeah. typical guy behavior.
Yeah, something that we do that annoys you.
Yeah, we mean you as in women. I if mean, you are yeah. listening to the show, if you haven't turned this off 5 minutes into the episode. But for guys as well, you know, put something on our social media pages.
Yeah, that your wife says you do that annoys her.
Yeah, and we'll give you some helpful tips
mm-hmm.
that'll probably get you into more trouble.
Yeah.
But that's what we're here
that's
for.
That's what we do.
Yeah. So with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Oh!